أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. إن شاء الله we continue تفسير سورة الفاتحة and we reached رب العالمين. And I will ask Sheikh Sahib Mahmood to recite another time سورة الفاتحة إن شاء الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشر من الشر والبر سليم. الله سبحانه وتعالى said الحمد لله. And we explained that thanks and praise be to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. الحمد لله. Immediately he followed it with a description of Ismul Jalal. Said, praise be to Allah. And that name, which is encompassing the name, the old name, beautiful name, nine names. Immediately he began to describe Allah himself by himself. What he said? Rabbi. So he is describing the essence. What is the essence? Can do means what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to know. You cannot know everything. Allah has nothing you are going to know except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to know. So he said to you, I am Allah. Saying about himself, alhamdulillah. As Allah said in Surah Al-Ikhlas, Kul huwa Allah. Describing himself, who are the absolute unseen, the unknown, who? Ghaibu Mutlaq. Al-Ghaibu Mutlaq, describing himself as I am Ghaibu Mutlaq, no one knows me, that Ghaib is Allah. Kul huwa Allah. So now after he said about Allah, that name, encompassing every name, all names under it, is describing after it immediately in Surah Al-Fatiha, showing you that you are my servant, I am your Lord, I am Rabb, you are not. And he says, praise be to me, and then he says immediately, Rabb means you cannot ever be Rabb, I am Rabb.
Rabb al-Alamin.
And he said, Alamin. He didn't say, Rabbul Insi wal Jinn. He said, Alameen. Means everything comes under it. Means he is the Lord of every creation that Allah has created. And that's why he said, Rabbi al Alameen. And Rabb, in Arabic language, is everything that comes under Tarbiyah. When you have a child, you raise your child. What we say in Arabic? Rabb al-Usra. Or Rabb al-Usra. Means he is the head, the father is the head of
the family.
Rabb al-Usra. He is the head of family. He is not Rabb. We use it also for describing. Means who is the leader in the house? In Arabic, when you say Rabbul Usra, it's immediately known is the father, not the wife. The wife is not Rabbul Usra. It's from the Usra, it's from that family. But the leadership is for the father. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us to understand, he said, I am
Rabbul Alameen.
Means I am your Lord, not only for its agent, but for
everything.
Means that he is the Lord of universes, because alam, as we said before, that alam is the singular, alamin is the plural. Is not alamin, Rabbul alamin. Many people they say Rabbul alamin is Rabbul alamin. It's actually no. It's Rabbul alamin means mas kull ma siwa Allah azza wa jalla yadkhul taht al-alam. Means anything, anything that is created comes under alamin.
Means everything under alamin and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord.
He is describing that alhamd is to the Lord of the universes. He is the Lord of universes. And no one can be Lord of universes except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he said, Alhamdulillah. And then he described himself that he is
the one that has to be worshipped in dunya and akhirah.
والرب بمعنى التربية والإصلاح إما في حق العالمين فيربيهم بأرضيتهم. And رب the Lord means the Lord الربوبية is from raising up. Allah is raising us up like a father raising the child. How he takes care of his child. Allah is the creator. He provided the whole world, the whole universe with all its components and elements, not only ins, not only jinn, not only angels, but everything that is created, which we described just now, coming to it, is under his tarbiyah, is under his tajalli. He is looking, observing them, and he is nourishing them through various nourishes, spiritual and physical. In case of a human being, وَفِي حَقِّ الْإِنسَانِ فَيُرَبِّي الظَّوَاهِرْ بِالنِّعْمَةِ. In case of a human being, he will raise you up through physical means by his favors. By on the favor on you, on yourself, on your nafs, on your good self, by giving you honoring you health, by honoring you wealth, by honoring you food, by honoring you having friends, by sending his favors on you, giving you life.
That is all
is tarbiyah. Tarbiyah of zawahir is all physical. وَيُرَبِّي الْبَوَاطِنَ بِالرَّحْمَةِ. And the internal, the spiritual aspect of you,
because we are of mass and energy.
We are our body and spirit. The spirit, he will raise it and he will nourish it by his mercy. So there is a direct connection between the spirit and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that bawatin is what is at the heart. He will fill up your heart with softness. And that's why you see awliya Allah, who are the ahlul qulub, the people of the heart, are always soft,
peaceful.
They don't fight. They don't criticize. They don't complain. They submit, they surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Although it's difficult,
they went into different seclusions in order that they achieve that kind of high level of spirituality, but they achieved it and they are soft, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them in their heart rahmah, mercy.
They don't like to see anyone in punishment. They don't want to see anyone in difficulty.
وَيُرَبِّي نُفُوسُ الْعَابِدِينَ بِأَحْكَامِ الشَّرِيعَةِ. When your heart begins to be connected, when your heart becomes soft, when you become a waliullah,
you never want to break one
principle of Sharia. وَيُرَبِّي نُفُوسُ الْعَابِدِينَ بِأَحْكَامِ الشَّرِيعَةِ. You keep the Sharia at its highest level. And that's why I know Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless him, Sheikh Abdullah Al-Fadl Al-Astana and Mawlana Sheikh Al-Fadl, may Allah bless him. They take with Azam Sharia.
They always say that we must not go for Rukhas
al-Rukhsa,
the lowest
level of Sharia, but we have to go to the highest level.
Means as there are scholars today,
they tell you, pray your five prayers and it's enough. They say, no, that is not enough.
You pray your five prayers, that's for Ahlul Rukhas. Means,
for the normal people. For Ahlul Azam,
means Azimah.
Ahlul Azimah, the people who have the himmah, the faith, the good faith, the strong strength,
strong power,
they go for higher than that.
As Allah described
Prophet all night, just a little bit, never mind, you sleep a little bit, might be 1 hour or 2 hours. Then he said, never mind, I'll give it to you less. This is how you are. At least you have to wake up half of it, half of the night.
Or a little bit less.
Or increase.
And you decide and make it up to
you. So, Ahlul Azaim, they imitate Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they follow his footsteps, they go to the highest
level, and that's coming from where?
From Rabbil Alamin. Coming from that secret of that verse, that ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ocean of Rabbil Alamin is an ocean that when you go into it, it opens for you
the
another ocean of mercy that connects your heart
with your Lord. And that's why we say
that everyone has a reality and a physicality. Physicality is here, the reality is the divine presence. When he becomes so pure in his physical, there will be a connection between his dunya and his barzakh, where he's going to be in the grave and after. So that tunnel, that bridge will be open for awliya because they follow the footsteps of Prophet, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will dress them with the meaning of Fatiha by Rabbil Alamin. Because every word in Holy Quran, every letter in Holy Quran has a key, a code. So the code for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send for your heart, Rahman, to send Ahkam al-Shari'ah and your heart becoming abid is through the word Rabbil Alamin. That ocean. So awliya will enter in that ocean. Believers will enter in that ocean. Abideen enters in that ocean. Allah, and that's why they recite the Fatiha, they keep always reciting the Fatiha. Allah opens for them more and more from the secret of everyone.
It is said
that every letter of the Holy Quran has more than 12,000 portions of knowledge for every letter of the Holy Quran. So what do you think about the secrets of the two words from Al-Alamin?
Means he is the Lord of
universe, means everything that is in this universe says Allah will give you its secret. You will know it if Allah wants you to know.
And that's not a
because that doesn't have the dunya. University is still in the Hadith. And Al Ghaib is in the Hadith. So if Allah wants, we'll give you that knowledge. Is now scientists are able to get a little bit of that by going out to the outer limits, not to the space. Before 100 years, if you say that these people are going to be in the space, or you can speak by a cellular phone, they will laugh at you. They say you are a magician. They will throw you in jail and kill you
in the medieval time
in Europe. Was that? If you say I can speak with a phone, cellular phone, with this small instrument like that, they put it like that and say, come here, this is magic.
It's not acceptable.
I know a way in Damascus. His name is Sheikh Ahmed Haroun. He's buried in Damascus. One time, he had in his meeting many people sitting there, and came to his heart that there is one person in Aleppo,
it is 400 kilometers away,
that it's long time he didn't come visiting me and the people here. So, what he did, he opened his,
they usually have a belt on their clothes.
He took the belt out, put it on his ear and on his tongue, and say, oh, so I am waiting for you to come. Everyone there in the association was saying, what's he saying to the Rahman? He's playing with us. If you say this now to these scholars of this masajid here in this Western Hemisphere, these businessmen or gynecologists, they may make themselves scholars of manakar or doctors or this or that, they say, what is this? This is what? This is Islam? Of course this is Islam. As soon as he took his belt and said, come!
4 hours. It's 5 hours or 4 hours.
In five hours or four hours, he was at the door. He said, I received a phone call today from you. Did you call for me?
This was 40 years ago.
These people finished. You cannot find them anymore. This is what Allah wants to give you, the secret of the meaning of the Bible. وَيُرَبِّ نُفُوسَ الْعَبْدِ بِأَحْكَامِ الشَّرِيعَةِ. He will mold up the self of the good self of the worshipper, the good worshipper, awliya Allah, with the discipline of Sharia. And then when they are disciplined, they are becoming now entering into a new a new road or a new highway. And that is the highway of Nufus al-Mushtaqeen. They go to a higher level of Mushtaq.
This is what in English. To miss up something, to missing.
Yearning for something. I didn't see you, I missed you.
What does that mean?
So they miss the love of their Lord.
They want, they are yearning for that.
And they cannot get that except by adab tariqah. By the discipline of the order. وَيُرَبِّ قُلُوبُ الْمُشْتَاقِينَ بِأَدَابِ تَرِيْقَةٍ. He will mold the self and the heart of yearning, people yearning for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the road or the highway of adab
at-tariqah, the discipline of the tariqah.
When you begin on the tariqah, وَأَنَّوْ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ, Allah said in Holy Quran, لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا.
وَأَنَّوْ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَا غَرَّقَ.
If they kept on the right path, on the right way, and Allah mentioned tariqa in the Quran, when they ask you, is there tariqa mentioned in the Quran? Of course. Allah said, وَأَنَّوْ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَا غَرَّقَ. We will shower them
with a lot of water.
water coming from heavens means that water is the fountain of yours. We will give to that heart that kind of secrets that we will mold them up more to become more loving, more yearning toward their Lord. So when you become more yearning toward your Lord, what happens?
Allah will throw into your heart secrets of Rabb al-Alamin.
You begin to see what people can achieve. When he loves yearning for Allah, he gives him Adab al-Sharia, Adab al-Tariqah, Asrar al-Muhabir, he molds him up, he will be his ears that he can hear with, he will be his eyes that he can see with, he will be his tongue that he can speak with, until the end of the hadith. And he will shower the secrets of realities, of the light of realities. وَيُرَبِّ أَسْرَارَ الْمُحِبِّينَ بِأَنْوَارِ الْحَقِيقَةِ. Now, it is reality. عِلْمُ الْيَقِينَ عَيْنُ الْيَقِينَ حَقُّ الْيَقِينَ أَنْوَارَ الْحَقِيقَةِ. The light of reality. There is no any more doubts there. It's light, like daytime. You cannot guess. It's no guessing in daytime. You see everything. Allah gives you that light to see everything become daylight for you. Fasubhanallah, praise be to him. What he did, he made you to hear. Your ear is made of what? You doctor here. Inside that they move. Small bones. What they are? Bones. Small bones. Inside the ear.
They are so small.
How small they are? Can you show me here? How small they are? Huh? Very small. And they were very thin.
So he made you to hear through bones.
Is that it?
These bones, he made them to move. And make you to hear that sound.
That was...
How did that happen?
Bones! Chip! They are created, making chip now, inventing.
Allah made that millions of years ago. Chips.
And he did not need chips, he made these bones, small bones.
Make you to hear. Subhanallah, man asma'a bi'azmin. Yes,
and moreover, he made you to see with his hand. That eye is what?
Is what?
His hand. He made you to see with his hand. Can you make anyone to see with his hand? He uses your hand and make you to see.
And it is the highest technology.
They cannot do that. He made you to hear with bone and make you to see with Allah.
Doesn't mean crazy.
The one who... You see what they give Nobel, Jaiz al-Nobel al-Salam. The prize of, what do you call it? Nobel Prize.
For a discovery, science discovery
or anything. Praising these people. That's something great. You have no time to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are giving this Nobel Prize to that scientist. No one thing there to say, praise be to our Lord. That he made everything possible for us. To hear with bones, to see with fat, and to talk. with meat. Meat.
This is what?
You can talk with meat. Meat. Is that meat? The tongue?
Your tongue is meat.
So you hear with bone, you see with fat, you talk with meat. That is Rabbil Alameen.
That is Alhamdulillah. That praise be to Allah. Who is Rabbil Alameen? Rabbil Alameen means the creator of the universe. He created these bones to hear. He created this fat to see. He's giving you miracles. Telling you, this is my signs. He gave you the meat to talk.
Bring a piece of meat and put it there. Can you talk?
Never.
But that meat, the tongue talks.
Allah. What do you want more than that?
Signs indicating to the Lordship, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds you up, molding you, building you up by giving you vegetation, by giving you fruits to eat. And then on the other side, by making for you halal, giving you animals to benefit from their meat and from their milk in order that you can survive. Then he gave you trees, he gave you rivers, and then he gave you stars and planets.
And he made his light day and night.
From his light day and night. Make the world in a system to turn.
Who made that world to spin around itself? Huh?
You?
Scientist?
If that is not spinning,
there is no day and night.
There is continuous day or continuous night.
So then he made no gravity environment
for future sciences to come and make this technology possible.
Or else these satellites cannot stay there.
If there was no, there was a gravity or there was some magnets pulling them out, then all these satellites that they are turning around us,
they are not going to stay in their places.
He told human beings
what they know, not.
That's need what?
Praise be. Alhamdulillah.
To whom? To Rabbil Alameen. Similar describing Rabbil Alameen.
Means any creation
under that creation, meaning of creation,
that two words are still in Fatiha.
So when you recite Fatiha,
you are reciting an ocean of secrets.
People are saying, Alhamdulillah, with it is secret going, with it is universe is moving. If Allah pulls the secret that he put in these two legs of the Alameen, everything stops in this universe. Everything fall down apart, die. He will order Israfil to blow in the trumpet. Everything will finish on earth and on
heavens.
Those who are in heaven, those are in earth. Fasa'al, finish.
Thumma nufiqa fihi
ukhra, fa'ilahu qiyam yanzur. How did that? Then he ordered Israfil to blow, then everything comes alive.
Because he is what?
Rabbil Alameen, it is under the name of Rabbil Alameen. So when you are reading the Fatiha, you carry all the secrets with you, and that's why Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Fatiha to lima qul anahu. Because it's full of secrets. Awliya can bring meaning out.
It's not, as they say,
Rabbil Alameen, what they say, Lord of Heaven and Earth,
in translation, how what they say,
Lord of the world, which world?
Rabbil Alameen. Alameen. What word or words? Words.
Plural.
What kind of word? We are one word here.
Means anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is word.
Allah, Allah.
So he's building you up
as a good servant. He gave you all this, what we described, to be a good servant, worshipping him alone.
Don't be a bad servant associating someone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's
حرام. Go ahead. قال وهب لله 18,000 عالم.
There are 18,000 different worlds.
And dunya is one of them.
This means what he's saying. What he is describing means
all galaxies
are in the dunya.
All galaxies that we know, billions of galaxies, are coming under the name of
dunya.
There is beside that 18,000.
Where are they?
It's under the Allah.
Under the control of Allah. That's big. Insan being created weak, he is oppressor,
he is ignorant.
How do you say, dare to say to Allah, and to people, say to people, pray only if I pray, and don't do anything.
If day and night you are watching, is not enough.
You have to feel shame from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calling you in the judgment day.
He's Rabbil Alameen calling everyone, calling the 18,000 alam. Besides your alam, your dunya is all these galaxies that these scholars they describe now.
And there might be more.
All these planets, all these billions of stars are in dunya, still.
Where is the other 18,000 alam?
Allah, Allah. وَقَالَ كَعْبُ الْأَحْبَارِ لَا يُحْسَلْ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ
وَمَا يَعْلَمُ
جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ And no one knows
means the creation of your Lord is an acceptance.
وَمَا يَعْلَمُ
جُنُودَ
رَبِّكَ
إِلَّا هُوَ وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن الله تعالى خلق الخلق أربعة أصناف
الملائكة والشياطين والجن والإنس
الله
أبو هريرة سبحانه وتعالى has created
creation living creation that he knows that is mentioned to us of different four different groups angels Shayateen, jinn, and human.
And he made them 10 parts. Nine of them are angels.
Nine parts, nine out of ten are angels.
The last one, the one left, he made the last, the one is mixed of shayateen, jinn, and ins. And then he made these 13 different group. Nine of them shayateen. And one part of them
is Jinn. Then he made the last part, is he made it 30 for another group, the last part. And he made out of them, he made them 10, and he made out of them 9 Jinn and 1 Ins. Then he made his 125 different parts.
I repeat.
He made 10 different
creations of different four groups, angels, shayateen, jinn, and ins. He made them 10 parts.
9 of them angels,
9 parts angels, 9 out of
10. Then 1 over 10,
he made them another time.
How many parts? 13 parts. 9 of them shayateen. And then one of them is jinn and ins. Then he made out of that 9 jinn and 1 ins. And then he made the ins 125 different groups. And he divided them on all earth. For ins. He put 100 in the count in the Milad Hind part, and they are called Sapuh. And he put this Wahum Unasun Rusuhum, and he put other in different place called Maluch. And their eyes on their breast. Then he put another called Masuch, and their ears are on their ears like ears of elephants. Then he put others, and they called Maluf, and their necks are so small. And all these are going to be wood of elephants. They are unbelievers.
And they are between the ummah, and this is, jinn al-ins, they are human but they have the character of jinn, they are the one gossiping in the ears, whispering in the ears like shayateen, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one
only one group of ins that stayed on, they became from Ahlul Tawheed.
The people that are believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oneness.
And there are 73 different groups, as Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, إِنَّ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ تَفَرَّقَتْ عَلَى ثَنْتَيْنِ وَسَبْعِينَ فِرْقَةً وَتَفَرَّقَتْ أُمَّتِي عَلَى ثَلَاثٍ وَسَبْعِينَ فِرْقَةً.
That many Israelis have divided themselves into 72 groups,
and my Ummah has divided themselves into 73 groups.
One group is going to be an Najee, the safest one.
May Allah make us from them.
قال ومن هي يا رسول الله قال من هم على ما أنا عليه وأصحابي.
They said, who are that
safe group, يا رسول الله, Sahaba?
He said, those who are following me and following my Sahaba,
my companion.
May Allah make us to follow Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companion. أي ما أنا عليه وأصحاب من الاعتقاد والفعل والقول. Means what I am, me and my Sahaba, believing in through our hal, our whole state, by action and by tongue. For this is the only way that takes you to paradise. And any other things will take you to hell. May Allah prevent us and keep us on the way of Ahlul Jannah and keep us away from the way of Ahlul Nar. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah is repeating.
In Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he mentioned at the beginning of the surah, because some of the scholars, they say that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is the first verse of Quran. first verse of Fatiha. Some other they say, no, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is different from Fatiha. If it is from the first verse, means Allah is repeating to confirm another time. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Repeating that, O Muslims, don't forget what you said in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am ar-Rahman ar-Rahim after Rabbil Alameen. After being the creator, I created you, I nourished you, I favored you, I gave you everything, I did this universe, I am still in the mercy. Don't run away from me. I will send my rahmah to the dunya, and that is Ismur Rahmah. And I send my maghfirah to you in akhirah, that is Ismur Rahim.
Ar-Rahman is to favor you,
and to honor you and to send all his provision to you in dunya. Ar-Rahim is to forgive you in akhirah.
And the sign that the repetition is important,
when Allah mentions in Holy Quran,
in the Basmala, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim,
then after the three verses, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, after two words, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, he mentioned another word, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Man ahabba shay'an, akthar min zikr. Who loves something, when you love something too much, you repeat it too much.
Means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to repeat his attributes and his beautiful names as much as we can.
Repetition. As Allah mentioned, when you come from Arafat to Muzdalifah and then to Mina,
remember me more than you remember your parents.
فاذكروا الله كذكركم آباءكم أو أشد ذكرا فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وما له في الآخرة من خلاق ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار صدق الله العظيم.
Allah is saying, remember me more than
you remember your parents. How you remember and call upon your parents, call me more.
Allah here is reminding you. In the first verse you said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and the third verse you are saying, another time ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
فَمِنْ عَلَامَةِ حُبِّ اللَّهِ حُبِّ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وفي الحديث من أحب شيئاً أثره بالغرق. And if you love something, you mention it too much. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى showing you that رب العالمين He is الرحمن. What? Because He is the رب العالمين means He is the creator of all these universes, of everything means He is the one raising you. He created you. So what He has to do?
He is going to favor you. Why? It's for Rahman to be merciful.
And Rahman means giving you what you need in this dunya from rizq. الَّذِي يَرْزُقُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا
هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ.
He provides them in dunya. وَالرَّحِيمُ الَّذِي يَخْرُجُ لَهُمْ فِي الْعُقْبَى. And Ar-Rahim, who is the one that forgives them in Akhirah. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and keep us on the way of Ahl-Sunnah wa Jama'ah. So when He forgive us, when He forgive us,
in Akhirah. So what He mentioned immediately after Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmid Din is an indication that
you are reaching the Akhirah.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the whole picture of creation
in Surah Al-Baqarah.
He is the creator. He is Rabbul Alameen. Praise be to Him because He created. He is the Lord, Allah. Then He said, I am Rabbul Alameen, I am creator.
Then he said, I will give you
your provision in dunya by Bismur Rahman. I will give you in akhirah by Bismur Rahman.
And when you reach akhirah, you reach Malik Yawm Din, the honor of the judgment.
So he is describing verse after verse, the whole picture. When you reach Malik Yawm Din,
oh Allah, now send us to the right path. Send us to paradise.
After Malik Yawm Din, he is the
owner of the judgment, day of judgment,
when he forgives you.
But you say, Ya Rabbi, forgive me, because Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, I was worshipping you and I was believing in you.
So what Allah will give you, say, okay, I'm sending you to Siratul Mustaqim.
It guided me to the Siratul Mustaqim.
Send you to paradise.
Siratul Ladina an'amta alayhim. The way that you have,
you honor and favor your prophet.
Al-Ladina an'amta alayhim min al-Nabiyyina wa Siddiqina wa Shuhada wa Salihin.
Oh Allah, guide me to that.
Allah is describing that verse after verse. The first one that thanked Allah for a human being was who? Adam alayhi salam. When he sneezed, he said what?
Alhamdulillah. That's why when you sneeze, you have to say
Alhamdulillah. What do you have to say?
Alhamdulillah. What you have to say? You sneeze, you say Alhamdulillah. I mean, if you say
Yarhamuhullah. This is from Fatiha, from Asra Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah gave it to human beings in order that he teach them what they have to do. Walhamd huwa min fa'il dhat.
Alhamd, thanking Allah.
When human beings begin to thank Allah, they have to know that their tongue is being moved by thanking Allah is coming from the secret of the essence. It is because Alhamd is related directly to the secret of the essence.
Alhamdulillah.
Lillah Allah is the name encompassing the own name. Is the name Ismullah al-Azam is the name of the essence.
Encompassing all nations, so praising be to Allah. So when you say Alhamdulillah,
so it is coming that fight, that what you say fight, that light or that blessing descending, that descending blessing
coming.
Outpouring on you is coming from the secret of the
Alhamdulillah, from the secret of the essence.
Alhamdulillah min fayl dhat bi rabbil alameen wa fayl kamalat bi rahman rahim.
It is coming from the outpouring,
from the essence of rabbil alameen. It is coming fire. Outpouring from the perfection of the most merciful and the most beneficent.
It is said that noon
he felt something crying in his heart, pulling him to go out of his house. He said, I went.
I went on the Nile River, and I saw them
when I went out,
because there was something moving me in my heart to go out. I saw Aqrab, scorpion, running. I followed it, and he reached a frog.
I saw the Aqrab running, so I followed the Aqrab.
Until it reached the beach. On the beach there was a frog.
I saw the Aqrab jumping on the back of the frog,
and the frog crossing the Nile
with the scorpion, taking the scorpion over its back to the other side.
Immediately, I took my small boat, was there, and I was following the frog.
These are they can see.
They They are moving behind.
فَرَكَبْتُ السَّفِينَةَ فَرَكِبْتُ السَّفِينَةَ وَاتَّبَعْتُهُ.
I followed him with my ship, small boat, and I saw him reaching the other side. I reached the other side behind him, and he went from the back of the front. He cut off, he jumped, the scorpion, and I followed him. And I saw him running to a guy, sharp, adult person sleeping. And he came near that person where he saw a snake coming to bite the man who was sleeping. Immediately the scorpion jumped over the snake and they began to poison each other. And both of them died. And the boy was saved.
Who did it? The scorpion.
Who made the boy to be saved? Who made the scorpion to ride over the frog? Not killing the frog, but crossing all the way to the beach, the other side. Seeing the snake, jumping
over the snake because it's going to bite the boy.
And killing each other with their poison,
and the boy was saved. What do you have to say?
Alhamdulillah. Allah, Allah. It is said, وَيُحْكَى أَنَّ وَلَدَ الْغُرَابِ. It is said that the child or the small bird of Ghurab, crow, this black, what you call it? Crow. When he comes out, his body, his flesh is red. And the parents run away from the small bird. All the bugs come on that bird. And Allah makes that bird to eat these bugs. Allah was sending the food to the crow, the young crow. His parents don't leave, they leave. So what Allah said? Sending to the bugs, ba'ud.
فَيَجْتَمِعُ عَلَيْهِ الْبَعُوثُ فَيَلْتَقِمُهُ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْبُتْ رِيشًا.
All these bugs come on him, he will eat them until his feathers grow and come up. At that time his mother come back to him. And that's why it is said in Arabic, يَا رَازِكَ النِّعَابِ فِي عِشِّهِ. يَا رَازِكَ النِّعَابِ فِي عِشِّهِ. Oh Allah, the one that you are providing the child of the crow in his nest. Allah sending bugs for him to eat.
So who can do that? Rabbil Alameen.
Who is the Rahman Ar-Rahim? From his favor, he is describing here the favor of Allah. He is sending provision.
Sending him provision. To even be a bird in a nest.
And that's why it's very important to understand that not everything you have to look at the zahir of it, because there are a lot of things that are internal, you cannot understand them. You have to look at the zahir external, you have to look at the internal. Because if you don't look at the internal, you will miss a lot of the secrets, a lot of the outpouring of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's light on your heart, as it happened to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Sayyidina al-Khadr. What Musa disliked, and it was heavy on him, by this light Allah opened to him the secrets. When Khadr opened the whole ship, Sayyidina Musa, like that. With his dislike, He knew the secrets because he told them.
But why open the wall? Because there was a king taking every ship by force. Then he killed the child. And we explained that in Surah Al-Kahf.
So he disliked it.
Sayyidina Musa.
With the dislike, secrets were open. So when you let your ego, fight your ego, you dislike what your ego like,
Allah opened for you his secrets.
That is the key.
Disliking what your ego likes. And your ego always dislike the internal
light,
the internal meanings, the interpretations,
the difficulties, and like always,
the easy ways, the external way that it can see. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and give us from His hidden tashalli, from Ismur Rahman and Ismur Rahim, and inshallah next time we will continue Malik Yawm al-Din. حرم الحبيب ربنا تقبل منا الحرم الحبيب حرم الفاتحة.